USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump continuing a busy day of campaigning in the Keystone State. The president in Reading, Pennsylvania.
Sleepy Joe Biden is a diehard globalist who spent the last 47 years outsourcing your jobs, opening your borders, and sacrificing American blood and treasure in endless foreign wars in countries that most of you have never even heard of before.
President Trump with two more stops in Pennsylvania. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden also hitting the campaign trail. The former vice president campaigning in Michigan alongside former president Barack Obama.
But I quickly came to admire Joe as a man who learned early on to treat everybody he meets with dignity and with respect.
Biden also spending time in Flint, Michigan. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
President Trump is thanking U.S. Special Forces for rescuing an American hostage in Nigeria. 27-year-old Philip Watson had been abducted in West Africa on October 26th. He was rescued earlier on Saturday by SEAL Team 6 in a high-risk precision raid through intelligence provided by the CIA. President Trump speaking about the mission during his campaign stop today in Newtown, Pennsylvania. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is hoping to turn Georgia from red to blue. The latest Atlanta Journal-Constitution poll found that Biden and Trump are tied at 47% in Georgia, with the margin of error being plus or minus 4 percentage points. One thing is for certain in Georgia, there's record voter turnout.
We expect even more higher turnout than we've seen so far. With that, there may be lines. Expect lines, long lines.
Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
007 has died.
Sir Sean Connery has passed at the age of 90. The Scottish actor is best known for playing James Bond, the first to bring the role to the big screen, and he appeared in 7 of the spy thrillers. His family confirms that he'd been unwell for some time and that he died peacefully in his sleep in the Bahamas. His career spanned 5 decades. Classics like The Hunt for Red October, Highlander, and he won an Oscar in 1988 for The Untouchables. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
President Trump spent time on Friday in the battleground state of Wisconsin. The president won Wisconsin back in 2016. The Real Clear Politics average poll in Wisconsin has former Vice President Joe Biden leading the president in the state by about 5 points. COVID-19 on the minds of many voters in the Badger State. As far as how the Trump administration plans to handle COVID-19 moving forward, Steve Cortez is with the campaign.
There's nothing American about this problem. It's not a Donald Trump issue. As a matter of fact, in Europe, cases are rising dramatically faster than they are in the United States. So the reason I bring that up is we know that even the harshest of lockdowns does not stop the spread of the virus completely. So what are we left with? Until we get a vaccine, which we believe is imminent, the scientists tell us we're at the threshold of a vaccine because of the president's Operation Warp Speed. But until we get that vaccine, the president believes that we cannot live in fear of the virus. We cannot cower from it. We cannot let it dominate our lives.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.